Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Benson Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Ahead of this year's Creole International Jazz Festival, to be held in Praia Cabo Verde from the 3rd to the 6th of April, I had an exclusive chat with the organizer of the event, Joe Da Silva. He tells me this year's event will celebrate the fusion of Creole culture and music in style with musicians from all over the world. Thank you again for joining me, Mr. Joe Da Silva, who is the principal organizer for Creole Jazz Festival. Good evening again, and let's start off from what happened last year, which we happened to be part of the festival. From last year's events after the pandemic, what was your feedback as an organizer?
Good evening. Last year, festival doing well. We think maybe it will be difficult because the pandemic, after the pandemic, but I think the people adhere very, very well to the festival, and a lot of people come and like the festival, and like the fact the festival is coming out in the capital Praia.
Okay, great. And then, if I may add as well, immediately after the success in Praia, you launched the new the maiden edition in Sal, in the Sal Island. How was that as well? Did you get the same feedback?
Yeah, it's doing well because it's first. It's doing very well because Sal is one of the what you said, the island you have most people coming in the island for tourism, and we want to have a festival for this public, and it's doing very well. For the first year we have double people we think we are going to have. It's why for this year we think it's going better and better.
Yes, let's talk about this year. I've seen the lineup. It's a great list of collection of excitement of who is going to perform. So we're having all the way from Brazil, of course, from Ghana, from Senegal, and all of that. Tell us what is going to be this year's edition. What should we expect?
Yeah, in this edition, we have 8 nationality will represent. We expect very nice jazz music with artists coming from the United States. You have Steve Coleman coming from the United States. You have Afro-Cuban jazz coming from Cuba. The big artist for me is Hermeto Pascoal from Brazil, very known in the world, and he have 86 years. I don't know if it's correct, but he play a lot of instrument. It's very. The show is very fun and extraordinary.
No, it'll be fun, because last year I had a lot of fun, okay? We enjoyed Didi Bridgewater, Cheka, Lucy Bella, all of them, because the stage was exciting with authentic music, and the guys from Barcelona, Dr. Pratt as well, and all the guys who added a lot of flavor to a Creole Jazz Festival. I must say that the audio was also excellent in terms of your audio visual. So great work out there by Mr. Silva and his team. Now, can you tell me what your whole vision of Creole Jazz Festival has been in terms of using it to promote Cabo Verde as a destination, but also as authentic music haven. What's your inspiration around this special Creole Jazz Festival?
Our inspiration is to have a festival representing the world, representing the fusion of culture. We in Cape Verde, the people, we are the fusion of people coming from the continent and the people from Europe, people coming from the United States. And the Creole, it's this. It's a fusion of culture, fusion of ethnic. And we want all these people from the world to come to Cape Verde to celebrate this. Because we think if the world understand what is Creole, and we are all Creole, and we have much peace. It's why we have this festival, to have a lot of people coming from the other world to have this moment with us.
Okay, it's 3 days of excitement, music, Creole culture. Tell us how it will start. If somebody who's not been there before want to travel, how is it going to be? You're going on the first day, second day, the final day. I know Saturday is always the big day, but prior to that, what do you do? What should people expect of the festival?
Yeah, I think that the 3 days are very well, because you have different artists and different style. The first day you have George Pardo and Armando Obron. It's big artists from Spain. He played with a lot of big artists and flute.
He played
the flute and the saxophone and the guitar, Spanish guitar. And you have two Soren Araújo, he's from Cape Verde, a great guitarist from Cape Verde, living in England.
Okay.
In Cape Verde, we love it, and it's the first time in festival. The next day you have Tibau Tavares with a musician from Austria. We say Creole. It's one Cabrian with four musicians from Austria and one Spanish, and they do Cabrian music, you know. This is what we want in a Creole Jazz Festival. And we have a Salif Keita.
The legendary Salif Keita.
The legend Salif Keita from Mali, coming for the first time in Cape Verde. He's been in Cape Verde with Cesare Evora to shoot a clip, but he don't do the show in Cape Verde. But this is his first time
to perform.
Yeah, to perform. And we have Steve Coleman, big jazz player from the United States. Very known with a lot of prize and playing with very big artists from jazz, you know. And we have Afro-Cuban Jazz Project. Afro-Cuban Jazz Project, it's five musicians from La Habana. Big musician with the director is George Reyes. George Reyes, he play with Irakere, he play with a lot of big musicians in Cuba. And the show with big Latin jazz, actually.
Okay, great. And then our own favorite, Jennifer Soledad, right? You can't miss
that.
Yeah. How did you miss that?
Jennifer Soledad and Presley Branco. Jennifer Soledad is a very nice voice from Cape Verde. He is the first time in Creole Jazz too.
Okay, great. Finally, before I let you go, Mr. Jodasova, yes. I know you are busy. What support are you getting from the city, the government, and all your partners involved in this project? Because this is not just music; you are putting Cabo Verde on the map, on the global map.
Yeah, it's clear. Oh, we have support by the city.
Okay.
The city is our first partner.
Okay.
And we have the government, who is the Minister of Culture, and we have a lot of private society. The phone company, hello. We have the beers, it's Stella. We have some embassy.
Okay.
Embassy from Brazil, from Spain. Okay. And the hotels help us, and the French Alliance.
Okay.
It's why all the years we do this festival, because the tickets are so
expensive.
So low.
Yeah. Okay. Low. So you need support to be able to make it happen.
Need support. If you don't have support, it's impossible to do this festival.
Okay. Thank you. Finally, what I'd like to tell me is, for those who have not bought their ticket yet or plan to travel yet, what will you tell them? Why should they choose Creole Jazz Festival and visit Cabo Verde? What will be your message?
No, the message is it's a week of culture in Cabo Verde. If you come from 1 April to 7 April, you have a lot of show in the city, in Praia, in the capital, and lot of people coming. The ambience is very high. The food is good, and the weather is good too. Now, I think it's a good moment to come to Cabo Verde to know our culture.
Okay, no, thank you so much.